Welcome to this special presentation by Marshall Masters, a former CNN science feature producer and the publisher of the Colbrin Bible. You can learn more about this 3,600-year-old secular wisdom text at colbrin.com. That's K-O-L-B-R-I-N.com.
We're living in prophetic times, says a newly revealed ancient text inscribed by Egyptian scholars shortly after the Exodus. Having survived the millennia, these texts are now part of the Colbrin Bible, and they offer incredibly accurate predictions for our near future. Several have already come to pass, and those yet to be fulfilled warn us that Muslim terrorists will soon trigger a world war that destroys the United Nations and then divides the world into bloody hegemonies. Following that, another prediction warns of a global cataclysm in which humanity suffers an ELE, an extinction-level event, complete with asteroid impacts, massive earthquakes, erupting volcanoes, and deadly tsunami waves. With such dire consequences in the offing, there are questions we must ask about these predictions. How did they come to be? What do these predictions mean to life as we know it? And does any scientific proof exist? So join me now as we answer these vital questions while we examine this chilling 3,600-year-old Egyptian prediction that radical Islam will indeed start a world war that destroys the UN and divides the world. The manner in which these predictions came to be is important to us, because they are not inspired by God, but rather they are the result of an ancient effort much similar to that of America's own 9/11 Commission and the report they generated. The predictions we're discussing in this program were first penned in Egyptian hieratic some 3,600 years ago in the Great Book. The historical accounts in this text shows us that the Egyptians lost faith in their pantheon of gods during the 10 plagues. As Moses led the Jews through the Sinai, Egyptian scholars and scribes conducted an anthropological field study across the full breadth of Imperial Egypt's trading realm. Their singular goal was to find clues leading to the one true God of Abraham. Authored by hundreds of contributors, this encyclopedia-length secular anthology encapsulates the wisdom and folklore of many ancient cultures. Later translated from Hieratic to Phoenician, and then into English by Celtic priests, this work includes several prophecies for the 20th and 21st centuries. To date, those which have been fulfilled include the invention of the airplane, the submarine, and in vitro fertilization. Openly studied in Britain from the time of Jesus, the texts were secreted away by Celtic priests following the arson of the Glastonbury Abbey in 1184 CE. The attack was precipitated by British King Henry II on grounds of heresy, and much of the original work was destroyed. The surviving priests hid what remained in Scotland, and there it was merged with other Celtic wisdom texts to form what we now know as the Colbrin Bible. This full text was then revealed in 1992 after the fulfillment of a long-awaited ancient Egyptian prophecy, the fall of the Soviet Union. With such an incredibly accurate prediction as this, what other, as of yet unfulfilled predictions, are there for us in our future? The fulfilled predictions of the past are troubling enough, but even more ominous predictions remain, and they herald the return of what the Egyptians say actually caused the 10 plagues of Exodus, the flyby of a massive reddish object, such as a comet, they called the Destroyer. As it flew through the core of our system, its gravitational effect upon our planet triggered tsunamis, earthquakes, and volcanic eruptions. But that isn't all, because the Colburn Bible tells us that Earth blew through its tail, and this resulted in horrific meteorite storms. And this was by no means our first encounter with this object. The Egyptians also tell us it caused Noah's flood during a previous flyby, and it turned the Earth on its poles, much in the same manner as described in Edgar Cayce's pole shift prophecy. The ancient Egyptians also give us clear harbinger signs for the next flyby of the Destroyer. Most notable is that Islamists will trigger a global war that causes the United Nations to fail and which divides the world into vast, warlike regional hegemonies. Afterwards, the Destroyer will return to wreak havoc on the Earth once again. Their ominous prediction is clear. Humanity will survive this global cataclysm as it has in the past, but life as we presently know it will cease to exist. So, is there any scientific proof to back up that claim? Perhaps so. Let's assume for just a moment that the Destroyer is going to fly through our system once again, as predicted by the ancient Egyptians. Assuming they might be correct, have scientists made any hard observations? Are there scientific facts that could any way corroborate this threatening prediction? There is one possible validation, and it is an ongoing interaction with our sun. In December 2006, NASA issued its forecast for Solar Cycle 24, and they tell us it will be one of the strongest in almost 400 years of recorded sunspot history. This puts Earth's power grids and electronic infrastructure at risk from an unforeseen perfect solar storm. Also, in December 2006, NASA had to move its astronauts to a radiation-safe area of the International Space Station, the ISS, in response to the health threat posed by a December 13th X-class solar flare. This move to safety was not a benign accident. Our governments have been aware of this mounting solar threat for years. And by 2008, the United States, European Union, and Japan will have a fleet of 6 solar observatories in space monitoring every possible aspect of the sun's behavior. While we often criticize our governments for the way they spend money, in this respect, they're doing exactly the right thing at exactly the right time. Thanks to these proactive efforts, we do not have to worry about our modern industrial societies being laid waste because we're blindsided by a perfect solar storm. Rather, we're going to know when the sun's nose is starting to itch long before it gets the urge to sneeze. And that's good news for us. Frankly, we could use a little good news, because NASA further predicts that the next 11-year solar maximum, which starts in 2007 and peaks in 2012, could be half again worse than the previous. And that last solar maximum saw the first ever Y-class solar flare in 2003. Prior to that, the most violent solar storms never received more than the lesser X-class rating. Interestingly enough, there are other results of this marked increase in solar activity since 1940. Many environmental scientists now view the sun as being the principal engine of global warming, and a growing body of evidence for this new opinion is further corroborated by the recent global warming trends observed on Mars. So if the worst comes to pass, what can we as individuals do about it? in the 1997 film Men in Black was a blockbuster. Tommy Lee Jones, as Agent K, says one thing that is incredibly pithy and relevant to this entire topic. A person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals. Ergo, when it comes to facing these kind of future possibilities, we can either do it as persons, or we can do it as people. If you're a person, you become self-informed. And that's why you want to have the Colburn Bible in your home. Its historical accounts of past flybys of the destroyer are as easy to read as watching a man-on-the-street interview on television. But what makes the accounts in the Colburn so incredibly valuable is that they're written by the past survivors. And what they also give us is the wisdom we will need to come together to get through it. And there's a great deal to hope for. It'll be a time that's trying and difficult, but we will come out of it as a more noble and enlightened species. For the Colburn Bible, this is Marshall Masters.
We thank you for listening to this special presentation by Marshall Masters, a former CNN Science feature producer and the publisher of the Colburn Bible. You can learn more about this 3,600-year-old secular wisdom text at colburn.com. That's K-O-L-B-R-I-N.com.